Miles on the Clock by Simon Brett, with Anne Reed and John Sessions.
Oh, this is a nice smooth ride in here. Very comfortable. Been very well looked after, this limousine, hasn't it?
My owners have always treated me very well, yes.
Oh.
Ah, I'm sorry. Perhaps I shouldn't have spoken. Some passengers, I find, get rather disturbed and upset when they hear a car speaking to them.
Oh, don't you worry about that. No, it's nice having a chat with you. Company. When you get to my age, there aren't that many people to talk to anymore.
No. You mind if I ask your name, madam?
It's Valerie.
Valerie. A nice name.
Well, it served me all right, certainly. And please do call me Valerie. I can't be doing with this madam nonsense.
Very well, Valerie. So, there have been a lot of vehicles in your life, have there?
I'll say. The first car I remember was my parents' Ford Popular. Only taken out of its garage at the weekends and polished by my father to within an inch of its life every Sunday morning.
In my view, young people grow up too quickly these days.
Yes, you've told me that before.
Don't be pert, Valerie. You've become very pert since you've started going to that youth club.
You don't have to echo everything that my dad says.
Why not? I think he's very soft on you, your dad.
I didn't ask your opinion.
Driving you down to that youth club every time you want to go.
It only happens once a week.
Quite often enough. I don't think it's healthy young people of both sexes mixing together at events like that, if you want to know my opinion.
As I said, I don't want to know your opinion. You lot never seem to have any fun.
Fun is not what life's about. We lived through the war, you know.
So did I. Though I was too young to notice much about it.
We didn't have time to go gallivanting off to youth clubs every night of the week.
I've told you, it's only one night of the week.
Still means your father having to break into his evening twice. Getting you there and then picking you up.
Well, he's only got to do it once tonight.
Oh?
I'm getting a lift back.
Who with?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Well, this is the first time I've seen you and me, isn't it?
Possibly.
Look, I know. I check all the totty that Miles has in here, and I use the word has, and it's...
There's no need to be cruel.
He's a lucky boy, Miles, having me. An open-top Morgan. He thinks it's him the totty are attracted to. Let me tell you, if he didn't own a car like me, none of the totty would ever give him a second look.
Oh.
And he's got rich parents. That's another attraction, isn't it, darling?
I've no idea how rich his parents are.
Oh, no? How many other kids round here's parents give them enough money on their 18th birthday to buy a car like me?
I can't imagine it cost much.
Maybe not, but he's very proud of me, Miles. Do you know how he refers to me, to his mates?
No.
Miles's mobile knocking shop.
Don't be
fun. Oh, look, he's driving me through Cutter's Wood. There's a place he stops with all his totty up the top. Big lay-by. Tells them there's a wonderful view of the stars. Mind you, the totty don't get to see much in the way of stars.
Listen, Miles is giving me lift home from the youth club, and that's all that's happening.
Oh, yeah. Why is he slowing down, then?
Because he's a careful driver.
Let's hope he's careful in other ways. Hey, darling? Uh-oh, he's stopped me. I hope you've made your mind up, Valerie, how far you're prepared to go with Miles.
I'm not prepared to go anywhere with Miles, thank you very much. Oh, well, maybe just a kiss.
So you ended up getting engaged to Miles?
Yes, well, that's what you did in those days. We went steady for the best part of 3 years, and there was lots of fumbling, but not what you'd call real sex. I was too scared. No pill back in those days. So we got engaged. That was the only option, really.
Did your parents approve?
Oh, they were ecstatic. Miles's family was much better off than mine.
What about Miles's parents?
They were less keen.
Why?
My family was much less well off than his. And of course it was my dad who had to fork out for the wedding. And my dad, being my dad, was always trying to cut corners and do things on the cheap, particularly when it came to wedding cars.
Hey.
I can't make these hills the way I used to. I get very overheated. I've got problems with my carburetor. Why do you have to choose a church that's got so many hills on the way to it?
It's my parish church. It's the one I've attended since I was a kid. The one in whose youth club I first met my fiancé.
The Methodist church is much easier to get to. It's virtually flat all the way there.
Listen, I'm not going to change my religion to accommodate some old crock that my dad's borrowed from a mate because he's too mean to hire something decent.
You watch yourself, young lady. That's no way to speak to your elders and betters.
It's my wedding day. I can say what I like.
You know, when I was first built, I was the latest thing. Kings and queens, not to mention Maharajas. They were all ordering my model, you know. They said I was a car that would last forever.
Well, right now, that doesn't look very likely to me.
That is not a very charitable thing to say, young lady. As a matter of fact, I'm a very fine example. An example of the... of the fine engineering.
Oh, no! Oh, this is awful, the humiliation. I can't arrive on foot at my own wedding.
But you did get to the church on time.
No, not on time, no. Well, the bride's meant to be late, though. Not 45 minutes late, as I was, but she's meant to be late. Unfortunately, all the guests were inside the church, so very few people actually witnessed my arrival.
Was it on foot?
No. Even more humiliating.
Oh?
Dad and I eventually managed to hitch a lift on a milk float.
Hmm. But after that unpromising start, the marriage went all right.
A lot of teething troubles at first. A long period of adjustment. Neither of us had any experience of cohabiting. Miles's parents had bought us a house as a wedding present.
Nice.
Yes, my parents, after they'd paid for the wedding, could only run to a fish slice. But neither Miles nor I had a clue about how to run a house. We weren't very grown up.
You got on all right, though?
Not all the time, no. A lot of flouncing and doors slamming during that first year. I mean, before the big day, Miles and I had met maybe twice a week for 3 years. And most of those meetings have been spent with Miles trying to persuade me to have sex with him, and me stopping him from having sex with me. So we didn't know each other at all. The first time we really relaxed in each other's company was the year after the wedding. That summer, we went for a holiday to the Lake District, camping. A mate of Miles had lent us his Morris Traveller. You know, the one with the wooden framework, like a little shooting brake. And somehow, away from the pressures of the house, away from our parents, Miles and I got to know each other. And thank goodness, we both found out that we liked the person we found.
It's very relaxing just going for a drive, you know. I'm surprised you don't take me out more during the day.
We were walking during the day. In countryside like this, it'd be criminal to go in a car. With all these mountains and lakes, you couldn't enjoy the fresh air.
I think fresh air is overrated. Give me a nice burst of petroleum fumes any day. Besides, you've only been lent me for a week. You ought to take more advantage of the opportunity.
No, we do appreciate you, you know. And it's lovely to have you for driving out to pubs in the evening. After we've had our dinner, we need something to wash away the taste of my Primus stove cooking.
Nice pub, was it tonight?
Mm, very cosy.
What did you drink?
Well, I asked for one of those new baby shams they advertise on television, but the landlord hadn't heard of it. So I had a tomato juice.
And what about Miles?
Oh, Miles likes his beer.
How many pints did he have?
4.
I thought he was driving rather erratically. It's dangerous along these narrow lanes.
Oh, he's fine.
Drinking too much isn't good for you.
Miles doesn't drink too much. He just enjoys a drink.
Oh, yes. Drink has other bad effects, you know. It can adversely affect performance in the, bedroom department.
Can it? Well, seems to have had the opposite effect on Miles. We're very snug in our little tent, in our little double sleeping bag.
A good week, then?
Yes. And it was during that week, of course, that I fell pregnant with Pam. which inevitably led to another car journey. This one in a London taxi, who, like all London taxis, reckoned he'd seen it all before.
Don't you worry, love. You know, a woman gives birth in this country every 30 seconds.
Oh, maybe, but...
Let me finish, girl, let me finish. Like I say, a woman gives birth in this country every 30 seconds. Someone ought to find that woman and stop her! Well, you have to laugh, don't you?
Not right this minute, no. I've got other things on my mind.
Look, you've got nothing to worry about, darling. A lot of our drivers have actually acted as midwives, you know, when some bird's given birth right there in the back of the cab. So, like I say, you've got nothing to worry about.
Oh, thank you, but I think I prefer to have my baby in the hospital with a proper midwife in attendance.
Sure, of course you would, girl. But I'm just saying, you know, if it gets to be an emergency...
Oh, it already is an emergency.
Course it is, darling. Do you know who I once had in the back of me?
No. Oh, no, and I don't care.
Only the Queen's gynaecologist. I recognised him from a photograph I'd seen of him in the paper. But I didn't say nothing. Didn't think it was my place. You know, the royal family deserve their privacy, don't they? He was...
Why are you telling me all this?
I thought you'd be interested.
Why should I be?
Well, like I said, this geezer was a gynaecologist, a royal one at that. And here's you, having a baby. I mean, that's a coincidence. That's worth remarking on, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Sure, some people are never satisfied, are they?
Oh, look, all I want is to go to the hospital.
Yeah. I'm going as fast as the traffic will allow. Mind you, this traffic's nothing to what it was like during the Great Smog of 1952. Ugh. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face, but you can't let a little thing like a bit of smog stop you.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
But everything was all right with the baby's birth?
Oh, yes. Well, I say all right. It was extremely uncomfortable. Not an experience I'd like to repeat. And, as it turned out, not an experience I did repeat. I don't know why, but Pamela was our only one. I suppose we could have had tests and things to find out if there was any reason, but Miles wasn't keen. And, well, that's the way it was.
Oh.
Pam's got 3 kids of her own, but they're out in Australia farming, so we don't see much of them. Well, obviously. We talk on the phone sometimes. They send photographs. They're very good about sending photographs. Their little girl, Jade, looks just the spit of Pam at the same age. She had a good childhood, Pam. Mind you, it was hard work, even though I'd only got the one. We'd moved out of London by then. Couldn't get any of the places Pam needed to go without a car. I look back on that time as the driving years. We got a different car then, been rather bold. Got a French one, Renault 4. Goodness, the mileage we did in that little thing. Hardly bears thinking about.
I don't know. It is very tiring for me, all this to and fro, this fro and to.
It's no more tiring for you than it is for me.
But I fear it does not do good for your daughter that you're always at, how do you say, call and beck?
Beck and call.
Very well. You know what I mean. I do not think a child needs to take part in so many activities.
Look, we've discussed this before, and I've told you, it's because Pam's an only child that I have to keep her doing things with other children. I have to compensate for her lack of brothers and sisters.
Both. Very well. Where is it we are going this afternoon?
You know. It's Tuesday, so we pick Pam up at school, drive her to the tennis club for her lesson. Then we drive her home, get some food inside her, back to school for her choir rehearsal at 5, wait around until she finishes at 6, get her to her ballet class at 7, wait there till 8, and then drive her home. That's all?
That's all? Do you know how many miles that is?
Well, it's not more than 70. Well, not much more than 70.
Zutala.
I don't think it's appropriate for a vehicle to criticise its owner.
Why not? You get to know so much about us. Mind you, that Renault 4 was just plain nosy, in my opinion. He's always trying to find out about the state of my marriage.
And at the risk of being nosy myself, what was the state of your marriage at the time?
Oh, pretty good. Well, we had our disagreements. An increasing number of disagreements as it happened. and most of them were about the same thing. Miles seemed to change a lot as he got older. Or maybe he was just as he'd always been. But I became more aware of his shortcomings.
So, I see you are driving again.
What of it?
Just that you drove on the way over to the dinner party.
So?
And I heard you and Miles agreeing that he'd drive back.
Well, I changed my mind.
Just as well.
What do you mean?
Given the fact that your husband is fast asleep and snoring like a pig.
He's very tired. He's been under a lot of stress at work.
Come on. You don't have to pretend to me, Valerie. Remember, I see everything that goes on in this car.
What does that mean?
It means that I am presented with a moral dilemma, and no one French can resist a moral dilemma. It is the attraction of the philosophy, the logique. You see, I believe your husband is drinking too much, and you should do something about it.
I do try to persuade him to drink less.
But it doesn't have much effect, does it?
No.
How much longer do you think he can hold down a job?
Oh, he's fine at the office. It doesn't affect his work.
Are you sure about that?
No.
Pam doesn't like being driven by him. She says she gets scared.
Yes.
Still, she's going off to university soon, so it won't be her problem.
No.
But it'll still be your problem, won't it, Valerie?
Oh, yes.
And did the problem resolve itself?
No. Got worse. And it turned out I was wrong about Miles being fired at the office. He lost his job.
Oh, I am sorry.
And money was tight. Miles got a job locally, driving the school bus. But he wasn't always reliable, so I did the training so that I could cover for him on the days when he couldn't. But there were more and more days when Miles couldn't. So I ended up doing the job full time. Driving a school bus. What a sour-faced curmudgeon that school bus turned out to be.
I can't stand kids. I was destined for higher things, you know? Out of the factory, I thought I'd go straight into the luxury end of the travel business. Touring the continent, castles of the Rhine, the Champagne district of France, the art galleries of Italy. That'd be the lifestyle that'd suit me. Didn't think I'd end up with kids scribbling over my interior with felt pens, grinding chocolate into my upholstery, and sticking chewing gum under my seats. Kids, they're all horrible.
Oh, come on, some of them are very sweet.
Well, it's a sweetness that escapes me. I find this life utterly humiliating, driving the same route every day, stopping and starting every couple of minutes. I was built for better things.
You should just accept your lot.
Like you do?
Well,
I'm sure you've known better times. Becoming a school bus driver can hardly have been the high spot of your life.
There were reasons why I had to take the job.
I think it's shameful when a husband can't provide for his wife.
Will you please mind your own business?
Very well. See much of your daughter these days, do you?
She's away at university. And she's got a boyfriend who she spends a lot of her time with. He's studying agriculture, which has never interested her, so it must be love. He's Australian. So though I want Pam to be happy, there's a bit of me that hopes the relationship doesn't go the distance. Oh, I don't think I could bear the thought of her living in Australia.
Yeah. But the boyfriend's not the real reason, is it?
Not the real reason for what?
Why your daughter doesn't come home often. It's because she doesn't like seeing her father in the state.
Will you mind your own business and let me concentrate on my driving?
Very well, very well. Keep your hair on. Oh, I loathe kids. Horrible little monsters who have no respect for people's property.
So how long did you go on driving the bus?
Oh, nearly 5 years. And then Miles' mother died and we came into some money so I could give up work. And we bought a new car, a Toyota Corolla it was. Very smart, we thought. Only the second car we'd ever had from new. And it was while we had the Corolla that we really started to confront the scale of Miles' problem.
It is very honorable, I think, Barrowry, for you to be driving your husband to these meetings.
I don't know about honorable. At least it means we're doing something.
Oh, yes.
I had a hard job persuading him to go to the first one, though. I thought he'd never agree to it.
But he does not complain now?
No, but I still have to take him. If he was on his own, I think there's a strong chance he'd end up in the pub.
So, the meetings have not stopped him drinking completely?
Well, there are moments when they seem to have done, but the temptation never goes away. He's fallen off the wagon rather spectacularly a couple of times. Miles will always be an alcoholic. The only way forward is for him to get off the stuff completely. And now he really wants to get himself sorted out.
And why is that, Valerie? What's made him change?
Oh, it's Pam.
Your daughter? But I thought you said she was in Australia.
Well, she is, and I'm desperate to see her. She's got a little one now, Jade. I've seen photographs, but that's not the same, is it? Not the same as holding your own granddaughter and getting to know her.
I have obviously not had such experiences myself. But I will take your word for it.
Well, as I say, I'm dying to see them. But Pam and her husband have got a dairy farm out there. Just the two of them running it, so they can't leave the animals. There's no hope of them coming back here, even for a short while. But now we've got the money from Miles's mum. Well, we could afford it.
So why don't you go out?
Well, Pam says she doesn't want us out there if her father is still drinking.
Ah.
She doesn't want Jade to see him in that condition.
But a small child surely will not notice.
Well, that's what Pam says. And anyway, thank the Lord, it has had the desired effect on Miles. I mean, when he's sober, he wants to see Pam and her family just as much as I do.
And now he will always be sober?
Yes. That's the plan. That's the plan. And at least it means we're going to Australia.
This your first time in Oz, then?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I don't know what I should call you.
Ute, short for utility vehicle.
What are you going to call me, Sheila?
Well, if you'd like, but I'd rather not fall into that kind of Aussie stereotype. What's your real name?
Valerie.
Then I'll call you Val. So, do you like what you've seen of our country so far?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I'm having the best time of my life. I've never been so happy.
Well, going back to stereotypes, nobody could accuse you of being a whinging pom, could they? Most of the people I've had in my interior have found something to criticise about my country.
Oh, I apologise on behalf of my fellow Poms.
Apology accepted. Well, what is it about Australia that you find so great?
Oh, it's because I'm here with my family. My daughter lives here with her husband. And my granddaughter, who is the most beautiful little kid to be seen since the beginning of the world.
All grandparents say that about their grandchildren.
Yes, but in my case, it's true.
Of course.
And it's so wonderful. This is the first time we've felt like a family since, well, so long ago I can't put a date on it. And with Miles and me, too, it's good.
He seems to enjoy doing all the driving.
Yes. Isn't that wonderful? I feel like I've finally got Miles back.
Where's he been? Another woman?
Oh, no. I think I could have coped with another woman more easily.
Ah. Oh, well, not my business to intrude. But I'm glad you're having a good time.
Such a good time. Oh, we have to go back to England in a week. But I'm not thinking about that.
Good on you, Val. You got the right approach. Australia's a big country. There's still a lot of it you haven't seen.
Oh, I know that.
I'll tell you what's really good round here. We're right in the middle of the wine district. The wineries.
No, Ute. Thank you very much. Not the wineries. I said I wanted to go on enjoying this wonderful family holiday.
So at least you had that time?
Yes, I had that time. The two best times of my life. The week in the Lake District and the month in Australia. Well, many people don't even get that much.
And did Miles manage to stay off the alcohol?
For a while.
Ah. I'm sorry.
Yes. So there's been a kind of inevitability about today happening at some point.
Yes.
I've just been waiting.
He stopped going to the meetings?
Well, he went to them. He stopped going to them. He went to them again. He stopped. The process is, I'm afraid, cyclical.
And Pam and her family?
Not the same problem as ever. They can't leave the farm. We've talked on the phone, obviously. I mean, I don't blame them. I don't mind them not being here today.
Maybe in a while you'll be able to go out to Australia and...
Maybe.
Now you're...
Yes. By the way, it suddenly struck me. Has the chauffeur heard everything I've been rabbiting on to you about?
No. Very few people can hear vehicles talk, and I find, generally speaking, chauffeurs don't have the capacity. Not a very imaginative lot, chauffeurs, in my experience.
Well, it's a boring job, isn't it? Not like being a car.
No, I think we cars do have the best of it. I mean, no disrespect to you, Valerie, but being a human being must be pretty hard work.
You're certainly right there.
All those emotions and relationships. And it must be very difficult, having feelings all the time.
Can be lonely, too.
A relief, perhaps, to have a car to talk to.
Yes. It's something I've relied on through my life.
Are you lonely now?
No. I've had you to talk to, haven't I? I've often found it easier to talk to a car than another person.
They're stopping up ahead.
Yes. Here we go.
I'm sure the funeral director will come and open the door for you.
Oh, I can manage. I can manage to follow Miles for the last time.
Good luck. Valerie.
Thank you. And thank you for listening.
In Miles on the Clock, Valerie was played by Anne Reed, and all other voices were by John Sessions. Miles on the Clock was written by Simon Brett, and the director was Peter Kavanagh.
And the third and final episode of People